面白いことに。
I'd like to speak about the halachas regarding eating or drinking during a bread meal. And then hopefully we'll get to whiskey, Mr. Hashem. Okay, so it starts with the Gemara in Brochus, Daf Mem Aleph on base. The Gemara says, Omar HaPapa, Hilchasa, Devorim HaBoim, Machmas HaSuda, B'Soich HaSuda, Ein Tunim Brocha, Leil Lefneim, Leil Lachreim. This means that any food which is bought machmas asuda because of the suda does not need a bracha rishayna, but any food which is not machmas asuda will need a bracha rishayna. Now, what does it mean, food which is machmas asuda? So this is a machlekes rishaynim. Shitas Rashi is that any food which is eaten together with bread is called machmas asuda, and therefore will not need a bracha rishayna on those food. But any food which is not eaten together with bread is called lo machmas asuda. Well, we're not talking about mezonos. It's different. Here we're talking about any food that you eat together with bread. According to Rashi, will not need a bracha rishayna, but if you don't eat it together with bread, will need a bracha rishayna.
Now, together with bread.
To eat it together, literally
together.
Yeah, lafis as a pas, Rashi says. So that means even if you eat fruit together with bread, according to Rashi, you will not need a bracha rishayna on those fruits. Now, Tosfos and the Rosh and other rishayim disagree, and they say that Devarim Borah Machmas Asuda is any food which is eaten derech to eat during your meal. Those foods you will not need a bracha rishayna on. So just to make it practical, that means in your Friday night meal, if you go according to Rashi, you eat fish together with bread, you're not going to make a bracha on your fish. But if you don't eat it together, you eat your bread and then you eat your fish, you're going to need to make a bracha rishayna on that. And your potato cooker the same thing. But according to Tosfos and the Rosh, then since your fish and your potato cooker and your meat is the derech to eat as your main meal, you're not going to need a bracha rishayna on that. And the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kufa and Zayin Sifal Paskins like Tosfos and the Rosh, not like Rashi. So that means any food that we have during the meal will not need a bracha rishayna, but other foods will need other foods that is not derech to have during your meal, you will need a bracha rishayna. So the person can say ice cream, it's not derech as your main part of the meal, you will need a bracha rishayna on that. Sorry?
You have this every meal, ice cream.
Yeah, well, it's not. Is it like your meat? It's not like your potato kugel. It's clearly as a kinuach, as a sweetener, not like your other food. Fruit. So if you have it at the end of your meal, so that's clear that you're not going to need to make a bracha rishayna. But if you have it at the beginning of your meal, by a lot of simchas, they have they serve fruit. Like after you wash, then you have fruit, uncooked fruit. So that. Seemingly, if you follow this style of the Shulchan Aruch, you're not going to need to make. You will have to make a bracha rishayna.
It's the way around. The beginning part of the meal is part of the meal. You wash and fruit. The end of the meal is not part of it.
But what is it? So fruit at the end of the meal, for sure, you don't. You do make a bracha rishayna. Sorry about that. And the beginning of the meal, seemingly you should also make a bracha rishayna on that. Because.
The beginning of the meal, it's all right, just wash. I think it causes fruit.
Yeah, but is it like meat?
It's not like meat, it's my vegetables.
Well, it's appetite. Appetizer, right? So that's how I found Rav Nissen Karelitz, he says that. But the other poskim say you're right eating at the beginning of your meal, but it's not your main part of the meal. It's not what is coming to actually sustain you. It's your derech to eat as a main part of your meal.
If you have chocolate mousse.
You'd have to make a shakel. Anything sweet, as you say, not proper food. Fruit soup, that's considered as part of your meal. So that the post can say, you would not need to make a bracha rishon on that. So, sorry?
Yeah. First dish. It's
okay, so that's that's the shaila of it's called ma'ora tavas achila. That's what you're saying. Rav Nissim Karelis goes like that. It's ma'ora tavas achila. I'm just saying the other post can say that you would have to make a bracha rishona. So that's fruits at the beginning, fruits at the end of your meal, and that's ice cream. Compote. So compote at the end of the meal. It's cooked fruit. So to eat at the end of the meal, Mishnah Brewer says in Kufayin Dalad Sifkot and Dalad, Kufayin Zayin Sifkot and Dalad, Mishnah Brewer says that you should make a bracha on compote. However, Reb Moshe Steinbuch, sorry?
Shabbos?
Shabbos
is considered part of the season.
I'm just telling you, the Mishnah Brewer says that you should.
On Shabbos?
Even on Shabbos. So the Reb Moshe Steinbuch, he brings Eidus that people saw the Chofetz Chaim eating compote and he did not make a bracha rishona. So therefore, Reb Moshe Steinbuch, he concludes, seemingly the Chofetz Chaim was chayza. That's what he says. It must be. It's chazi. And Mishnah Brewer writes, "You should." And the people said they saw him that they didn't, and that he didn't make a bracha.
So it wasn't in compote and fruit.
Because compote is
not fruit. Compote.
Yeah.
Compote.
Well, and therefore what?
Fruit. Why don't you say you should make a bracha? Yeah. And fruit, you should make
no.
a bracha.
No, fruit. We said you should make a bracha at the end.
Yeah, compote,
they're
not.
Compote. Oh, it seems like the Chofetz Chaim was chazi. Okay, it's coming off. I'll tell you. Okay, I wasn't going to go into this. It's coming off a different machlokes regarding cooked food, cooked fruit that you have together that is cooked together with meat. It's cooked together with meat. So that's a big machlokes that Mishnah Brewer brings. And the end, he says, however, fruit that is cooked for kinuach, you should make a bracha on it. And they say they see the Chofetz Chaim didn't. So, but anyway, but others say that's not a raya from the Chofetz Chaim because this Eidus was at the end of the Chofetz Chaim's life, and they say that it's very possible that the Chofetz Chaim the Chofetz Chaim was eating it as to sustain him. So he was eating his bread, and immediately this was sustaining him. So this is called bar machmas asuda, and that's why he didn't make a bracha. But most of the poskim nowadays say that you should make a bracha on compote. Okay, so let's move over to drinks. So the Gemara in
say, elderly person, that's what they have.
If that's sustaining him, then that's
the amazing part. Yeah. At the beginning of the meal. Which
one is
that you do have to make a bracha?
If that's sustaining him, then that's like his fruit soup. You would not have to make a bracha rishona. But if it's as we eat it, just as like a dessert, it's a sweet thing we eat at the end, so then you will yes have to make a bracha rishona on that. So cake is
a fruit salad they have as part of the main course. Some people have.
Yeah. Okay. Again, I didn't want to go into that. It's that's considered as your main part of your meal, because it's eaten together with your salad. It's together, and also besides this, it's ikon toffel shayla. It's toffel to your salad. So then you will not need to make a bracha on those fruits together in your salad. So now let's move over to drinks. The Gemara says on Daf Mem Beis, on Adalef, the top first line, says that if you drink wine during your meal, you will have to make a bracha rishona on wine, and that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Kufa and Dalet. There is, however, there's an exception. If you made kiddush before, it's not even if you made kiddush. Even if you just drank wine, if you drank a meloy lugmov of wine before your meal, then it patters your wine that you have during the meal. It doesn't only patter wine, it patters all drinks that you have during your meal. So, Oh, if you made Aleph Geffen, then it's not going to have. Then your Bracha Rishona is has terminated.
Who has the problem? I mean, so Friday night meal.
Well, if you're the Mekadosh, you have.
I have.
We're going to get there. 1 second. Ah. So that means if you're making Kiddush, you're sorted.
All drinks,
you're sorted. You've got no Shaila.
Whiskey now, whiskey,
as we're going to see soon, okay. You're sorted. Now, we're going to. If it's other people sitting by your meal, they're only having a little bit of wine, or Shabbos morning when you made Kiddush earlier, now you're having your meal later, not after Kiddush.
Yeah.
So then, if you have wine during the meal, you're going to have to make a bracha Rishona on wine. Now, there's machlokes Rishonim if other drinks are going to have the same din as wine, which will not require a bracha Rishona. So, Shittas Rashi, the Ri, Rabbein Tam and others, they held that the other drinks will not have the same din as wine and will not need a bracha Rishona on those drinks. Their understanding is that ein achila b'lo shtia. Your shtia is connected to your achila, and therefore you will not need a bracha Rishona on those drinks. Now, other Rishonim, Tosfos brings the Machzor Vitri and the Bahag and the Raiva, they all hold that you do have to make a bracha Rishona on drinks, which is like wine, which will need a bracha Rishona on drinks. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufay and Dalet, Siv Zayin, brings both of these shittas. He brings the shita of Rashi that you don't need to make a bracha Rishona on drinks, and then he brings the other shita of Rishona that you do need to make a bracha Rishona. And he doesn't conclude what you should do. He says to get out the shaila, the best would be to drink a milo lugmav of wine to get out of this shaila. To drink before the meal, and then you get out of the shaila. Now the Ramah, he says the minhag is like the shita of Rishona, not to make a bracha Rishona on wine.
That's everyone Friday night, I guess.
So, you don't need to make a bracha Rishona on all your drinks, on your Fanta, on your Coke, on anything you drink. You don't need to make a bracha Rishona. No, wine is a different thing. Wine, you do have to, but other drinks, you will not have to because ain achila b'lishtia. It's connected. That's how we're passing with wine. With wine, you have to make a bracha Rishona during the meal if you didn't have amlo lugmav. And other drinks, you will not need to make because it's connected to your. So. Now, with regard to whiskey. So whiskey. So then you have to. You have to make Bobri Goffin on the wine. Sorry? You didn't have him in Lugmov. That's okay. Okay, we could check up after. So now in regard to whiskey. So the Levush, the Eli Rabba, the Taz, the Lechem Chmudas and others, they hold that you need to make a bracha Rishona on whiskey. Why? Because in their lashon is she'ein shoisnei say machmas tzimoyin achila kishah mashkim. You're not drinking the whiskey like other drinks. If you're thirsty, you've just eaten your fish and now you want to wash it down. Okay, all right. If you wash it, then maybe it's a different shayla. But that's what they say. Now the Mogen Avraham, he disagrees. He says that you do need to make a bracha Rishona because it's la'ore tavas achila, as we spoke before that it's. If it's ma'ore tavas achila, so then it's bo'ma achmas asuda. And if it's bo'ma achmas asuda, then you will not need to make a bracha Rishona on whiskey. So that's the machlokes between all those achronim and the Mogen Avraham. Now the Mishnah Brura seems like he wants to paskin like the Mogen Avraham. He says that since it's ma'ore tavas achila, therefore do not make a bracha Rishona on whiskey. But he says that because we have all those other achronim that say that you should make a bracha Rishona, therefore get out. It's best to get out of the suffix and drink a little bit of whiskey before the meal, and this way you patted your whiskey that you have during the meal. Have a little bit. Take a little bit of whiskey before you wash. Little bit. Drink a little bit. Make a shako. Make a shako with whiskey. Oh no! Again, if you've had Miloy Lugmov, then this isn't.
For whiskey,
it patters all drinks.
Right.
Now, if you didn't have a Miloy Lugmov, your guess. He says that best is to have a little bit of whiskey before the meal, and you're patted. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. And I saw that the Rav Eliashiv who also says that you should not make a bracha rishona on whiskey because it comes as ma'orat avos achila. Now, if somebody knows that it's not ma'orat avos achila, I'm drinking it now just to enjoy my whiskey. I'm hungry. I'll eat my main meal anyway. So now I saw in the Sefer Vetzoyis Bracha he brings it. It's not gezeres hakos of that. The Magen Avraham saying that it is ma'orat avos achila. If you know that it's not ma'orat avos achila, perhaps it's not. Perhaps you will not have this Magen Avraham, and therefore you will have to make a bracha rishona. Now the best would be not to make a bracha rishona and patter it. That if you do that, then you're out of all sfeikas. I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't, but if you do, but one who does that, then you're out of all sfeikas. So now, as we said, if you've drank a meloy lugmov, then the shaila is not a shaila. A meloy lugmov of wine. If you drank a little bit of whiskey before the meal, again, the shaila is not a shaila. Now, if you have had the shahako, if you have a jelly, a chocolate, whatever, again, it's not a shaila. But even somebody who doesn't do that, you don't make a bracha on whiskey. Now, that's only if you've had it at the beginning of your meal, let's say after your fish, towards the beginning of your meal, you've still got a whole meal ahead of you. But if you're having it at the end of the meal, the Mishnah Berurah says, even according to Magen Avraham, you're going to have to make a bracha rishona, because it's not ma'orat avos achila anymore. It's at the end.
You've had it the whole way through.
No, if you drink at the end, now it's, let's say...
Yeah, not the beginning.
You know, even if you drank at the beginning, you're now going to have to make a bracha rishona, because the only reason why you haven't been making a bracha rishona the whole way along is because it's ma'orat avos achila, because you still have a meal ahead of you. But as soon as you don't have a meal ahead of you, so then the Mishnah Berurah says you're going to have to make a bracha rishona on that. Now, if we have another minute, coffee and tea, the Mishnah Berurah says you should get out the shaila and you should make a bracha on sugar. But now we have so many other things that are shahakal, you should try to get out of the shaila. But even if you don't get out of the shaila, you should not make a bracha rishona on tea or coffee. Just another one more shaila. If you have at the end of a tainis, you're very very thirsty, and you wash and you want to drink immediately after you wash. Now you're drinking not because of your bread. Maybe you don't have the svara anymore in achila b'leishtia, because I'm drinking because I'm thirsty. I haven't drank all day, so perhaps I'm not going to have the svara anymore. So Rav Eliashiv says, don't make a bracha. Now again, the best is to patter it, to have a little bit of water. Drink a little bit of water, not too much, because then you'll need a bracha achrona. Have a little bit of water before you wash, and then you've patted it. Again, if you have wine, if you have a little bit of grape juice, you patted it. If you have meloy lugmov, you patted it. If you have shahakal, you patted it. But the Rav Eliashiv says, if you don't want to patter it in any of the other ways, the best would be to continue with your meal, have a bit more bread, and then you're thirsty from your bread, and then drink, and then you could say the svar of enachil b'leishtia.
Good.